everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Sloan. I'm 15 years old, and I love basketball. Today on the show, we have Chinee Ogwumike. Chinee is a two-time WNBA All-Star, ESPN analyst, and social justice advocate. She was also the number one overall pick in the 2014 WNBA Draft, and since has become one of the most recognizable faces in women's basketball. We'll find out what she was like when she was 15 and see if she has any tips for me as a new and up-and-coming broadcaster. Okay, Chinee, so here's where I want to start off. Like, when I do anything with my brother, and I mean anything, play Monopoly, play like FIFA, play like football in our backyard, like we can't go a second without getting in a fight. A second. I don't understand how you are on a professional sports team with your sister. I mean, you guys went to college together, you played high school together, and both of you still are able to shine? How is that possible?
So it's funny because I think the bigger testament is that we've never even gotten to fights from being competitive, meaning like we learned to play basketball together. It wasn't like those, I feel like we're the only siblings that had the non-backyard battle. Meaning oh, let me teach you how to dribble. Let me teach you how to shoot so that when we go and play together, we can kill these fools.
So this was like a teacher-student dynamic.
100%. Because my sister, okay, this is a crazy story kind of. So the first time I ever played basketball, they put us in there because my mom heard from a friend that, oh, why do you have your
co-worker?
Girls? Yeah, exactly.
I did my research. You did your research. I got to you.
Okay,
yeah,
your co-worker. She was like, you guys are too tall for basketball. I mean, you guys are too tall for gymnastics. Put them into basketball. So we went to the basketball. That first practice was trauma. Mm. Because I only like, and this is probably very similar to you, I only like doing things that I know I'm good at. So, like, that's why I don't
That's why I do this.
That's why I don't play video games that much because I don't have the time to perfect it. So going out there and playing basketball, I was like, I don't want to go out there and shoot air balls and like, not be great.
Yeah.
And my sister, she's a curious one. She's the oldest child. Mm-hmm. And we always say she's a guinea pig. So she went out there and did it. And so she really taught us everything she knew because she started finding a love for the game and was like, we do everything together.
Yeah.
So it's always been, like, about sisterhood, about love. It's never been like, oh, I'm trying to cross you up and score and say I'm the better player. Mm-hmm. It's just naturally happened where that mindset has taken us to new heights. Like, literally riding her coattails has made all of us great.
And I guess also because you guys have been on the same team so many times, that's different. But, like, I love watching Steph and Seth go at it, but they've never been on the same team, so I guess it's maybe a little different, whereas for you it's...
Well, we were on different teams. For
a little while.
We've had a lot of, like my whole life. High school, AAU, college, which was awesome. The first time we were on different teams, it was still cool. Like, it was literally a circus the first time we played against each other. I will never forget 2014. So this is when I graduated from Stanford. I got drafted. And our first matchup, the league was blowing it out because they're like, you two are siblings. You made history. The only other siblings to go number one in major sports, Peyton and Eli. So they built up this game, and it was cool.
Who's Peyton and who's Eli? Out of the two of you.
Oh, who's Peyton? I'm totally Eli, but the problem is she has a championship. So, like, she's got, like, the pedigree of Peyton.
So she gets to,
But I, you know, and
who's
I'm the like,
I'm
the personality Eli. You know what I'm saying? So
you'll get a ring. I have faith in
you. Lord, please, Lord. But, yeah, so when we faced off for the first time, it was madness, like family members, media, all this stuff. The game was actually our piece. We're like, ooh, it's just us two together. Like, let's just go out there.
Yeah.
That's when things calmed down. We didn't have to think about all the circus around it. I will never forget. Jump ball happened. And of course, like, I don't even think I was supposed to be guarding NECA that first possession, but like the you league sort of nudged like, us.
The right? script writers.
The script. They're like, Janae, you're doing the jump ball. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I see what y'all are doing. I knew she was going to get the jump because she has higher bounce than me. I have longer reach, yeah. but she has higher
but
bounce.
But you're both 6'2"?
No. So I'm taller than NECA.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that. Okay. I'm the tallest of us four siblings. I'm like 6'3".
Okay. NECA's you're listed like, as 6'2".
Well, yeah. I'm barefoot 6'2".
Oh,
I actually, you want to know something crazy? Mm-hmm. I listed myself as 6'4 in college just because I wanted to seem more intimidating.
A little illegal, but well, I'm like, a big platform shoe girl. Like,
that,
I don't buy
part,
shoes
and I wear orthotics, so
well,
I feel like
I'm also 5'4", so it's like a little bit of a different situation than like going from 6'2 to 6'3".
It is. You'll need like some stilettos.
Yeah, exactly.
So that first matchup, we did the jump ball and NECA got it. So I knew it. I was anticipating it. And we were running back and I looked at her and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're like playing against each other for the first time. She did not see me. She did not hear me. She proceeded to get that first possession, which they knew what they were doing. The Sparks had NECA get the ball in the mid post. She hit me with the jab, mid range swish. And at that moment, when I saw that shot go up and I was guarding her, I was like, oh, I gotta go.
Okay, so you have had sibling fights.
I have had the sibling fight, but it has been contained to games.
I see.
And I took a lot of L's until actually, like, you know, we got a couple wins versus the Sparks. And then I joined her.
And now you just, you can't beat him, join him, right?
Exactly,
I mean,
right?
Yeah. I won't be doing that with my brother. I will not be joining
him. I don't foresee
him.
That for you.
Yeah. Especially, well, for multiple reasons, but yeah. So as you know, I'm 15 and I'm in 9th grade. Sometimes 15-year-olds are in 10th grade. I'm just setting the scene here for you. But I'd like to start off asking about you when you were 15. So I just want to know, first off, who were you?
Oh, my God.
What were your interests? Everything.
When I was 15 years old, I was a nerd. I did not have all of this slicked down. I did not have this together. Thank you, Lord, for the glow-ups, right? I was probably the freshman or sophomore class president. I was founding the Civil
also
Rights Club of my
the
school.
Student council.
Right here. There we go.
You know.
Okay,
yes, let's go.
Stuco, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, Civil Rights Club, Student Council, Honor Society, heavy nerd.
Okay.
But then also heavy hooper.
So it's like hard to, those two like don't really clash.
Exactly. But I was like the tallest girl in my class. Mm-hmm. And this is when I just transitioned. So I went from private school to public school.
Okay.
So private school, I was the only black girl in my class. Like it was a different experience. I wasn't like getting picked to dance at the dance. Mm-hmm. And then I go to public school. I'm like, it's a whole new world. Like, let's go.
This
like,
is where the glow up happened.
This is where, well, no, the glow up didn't happen until like a couple years ago.
Oh,
sis.
Okay. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. This is maybe
kids,
like an extra glow
you
up.
Kids are built different. You're built awesome. Different. You have access to the internet. You have all those things. We just had our parents saying, you look amazing, sweetie.
There's a thing on TikTok.
And then you look back and you're like, no, trauma.
Yeah. Well, no, anyway, I was saying there's this thing on TikTok where you can, if you press the share button, apparently, you'll get a glow up. It's like this thing where people like basically gaslight you into liking their videos. But like, I, of course, every day I'm like, okay,
no,
press,
you look,
press. Okay, thank you.
I love you. You look natural, cute, like appropriate age. Like you've got it all together.
Thank you.
Some people look way too far at their age.
Yes.
But you are,
thank
you've
you.
Got it all. You've got thank it all.
You. I appreciate the love. So was your dream college Stanford before your sister had gone? Because I know you turned down, you know, UConn and Notre Dame. But from Texas, like, that's sort of a long way to go to be like, I'm going to go to Stanford, you know?
So I turned down UConn because it was a crazy official recruiting visit. So all these girls went on this one big UConn visit.
Okay.
They all came with their parents. And at that time, UConn was the destination for all top players. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter how many they had. Everyone said yes to Coach Gino. I will never forget. I was the last recruit going into his office. All the other women that went in there had like came out crying and happy. Like, I'm coming to UConn. You know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a national champion. I'm going to get drafted. And I was the only one without my parents on that trip. And so I went in there and I saw Coach Gino and he had
you were
all
just
his
fully by yourself.
By myself. And all those trophies behind him. And all he said when I came in was, are you coming? I'm like, dang. Like, scene, set. Like, bam.
Yeah.
And I never can make a decision without my parents, without telling them, like, hey, this is how I'm just that type of person. Uh-huh. I just wanted my family involved. And so I had to, you know, maneuver my way out of there and just say, like, I really, like, I saw him eye to eye. I loved his competitive fire. He understood that aspect of me. But I was like, I don't think, you know, this is going to work out. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell him then, but I was like, I need to go talk to my family. So no UConn. I knew I wasn't going to Notre Dame right when I landed. I landed in South Bend. A whole bunch of snow. Texas
was
girl.
It? Yes.
African girl. I was like, hold up, what is this? Where am I? I love the school. I love the university, but I just was like, this is different.
That. Yeah.
And then Stanford was just a dream. You know, mm-hmm. it was a dream come true. So I never thought, like, I didn't really have this idea of dream schools.
Yeah.
I just thought that Stanford was a fit for everything I wanted academically and athletically. And the only other school that I really wanted to go to was Harvard. But of Harvard, course, they have a different, you know, scholarship setup.
Yes.
And so it's like,
it's
okay.
It's just financial aid, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a little bit more complicated. I was like, you know what? If I can make it easier on my parents, who could pay, but I'm like, well, I don't want to put my position, you know, my parents in that position. I was like, Stanford just, it's
also
an easy decision.
Also basketball-wise, I mean.
Like, and basketball,
of course,
absolutely.
Harvard has the name, but like,
they have the name, but like, you know, coming from like African family that like academics is king, to say you went to Harvard is like
the
ultimate.
I mean, but Stanford, at this point, it's
the
like.
The ultimate flex.
It's just, I feel
but
like
Stanford now is like,
top
it's cool.
Two, for
yeah,
sure.
That works.
So who were your idols at 15, basketball and non-basketball? Whoa.
Dang. Flash is like, this is a blast from the past. My idols at 15. Whoa. I'm trying to think of like what I was watching on television then. I was like probably watching. I mean, we had a very locked down house, so I was like probably still watching Disney Channel and all that stuff. I don't know what y'all watch.
No
at
hate
15.
In watching Disney Channel. Okay,
I love Disney. I'm employed by Disney, so I guess it all worked out. I'm trying to think who are my idols, and I mean, I always had a distant idol who has become my real life mentor, mm-hmm. and Lisa Leslie.
Oh wow!
Because when I started playing basketball, I was like, hey, this woman embodies everything that I want to be: fierce, feminine. Entrepreneur, broadcaster, mom, wife, sister, like literally everything she has done.
Yeah.
And so I was like, she set the template for what, and also being like a dark skinned black woman achieving. Mm-hmm. And she was a model. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all those things I never even thought were possible once you put on a jersey, and she put on a jersey and she did them all. So I think seeing her, I didn't even process it back then what that meant to me. Until I met her later and I was like, oh my gosh.
What was that like? Like what went through your head?
Okay, so meeting her, I was like, oh, this is unreal. So I met her when I was playing at Stanford. We're playing USC and she is, you know, based in LA at the mm-hmm. time. And she called my sister and I over and was like, you girls are special. Keep going,
wow.
Which was amazing. And then ever since then, I stayed in touch. And my agent is actually her agent. And so we've really built a family relationship. But you know what I love about Lisa Leslie? Forget the hoops. She needs her own talk show on relationships and love.
Really?
She has literally helped. You know when your parents
like
tell you something?
Cupid?
Like, oh, no, not Cupid, but more like Iyanla. Like, fix my life. Like, relationship advice. Like, that type of stuff. Mm. Personal growth stuff. Like, go to Lisa Leslie. Tell her your personal life situation, and she will give you good ways to go through it.
Wow,
so ever since I've been a rookie in the WNBA, I go to her, I hang out with her, and I never, ever talk hoops. And it's like literally been one of the most meaningful relationships.
But I'm sure that's also amazing because so much of your life is talking basketball.
Oh,
so like
my
having
God.
That moment
preach.
To just, yes.
Preach.
You know, I got you. I got you.
Preach.
I'm saying this as we're talking about
yeah,
basketball.
Yeah, I know, right?
So now we've heard about you when you were 15. I feel like we would vibe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I was just like a little cooler than you. Maybe
you
I
just were,
like maybe
you
a tad
probably
bit,
were
okay.
for
okay.
sure cooler.
Charity
but we would
maybe just a little.
No, look, we would have been friends mm-hmm. because I was like very much most popular athlete.
Okay.
I just was not like all put together.
Mm. Okay. That's
you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
I would have like taught you the way.
Yeah. You would have helped. You would have helped me.
Yes.
With
oh my
that.
God. That
like,
would be
hey, girl.
So cute. We could like go back in time.
We could shop together.
Yeah. And I could announce for you like while you.
Yes.
Go. Yeah. You know.
Sign me
so
up.
So now I think we should go on to you now. Cause like 15, good age, but you grow up, you know? So what was the most memorable play of your career?
Whoa, the most memorable play of my career. That's a great question. Let me think. I'm trying to think. So I think probably the most memorable play. I've had some really big moments, like winning a state championship when I was in high school was a big moment.
Yeah.
Because I proved to myself that I can do it on my own too. Because mm-hmm. I did it with my sister and then she left. And they're like, how good is her little sister? And I was like, we won a state championship. The second half of my final game at home when I was at Stanford was huge. We played UNC. That got us to the Final Four. I had a horrible first half. And then my big sister, NECA, came and found me at Stanford as I was about to warm up for the second half and was like, what are you doing? Just play basketball. Don't overthink it. Had a great second half. That was my final game at Maples Pavilion at Stanford. And we got to go to the Final Four my senior year, which was huge.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Then I hit a game winner versus my sister and the Sparks when I was on the Connecticut Sun. Ooh. I think it was an O board or something like that. And like, I put it off like bank shot. Maybe they had one, like a couple seconds left to try to heave something, but it didn't work out. And that was fire because that was at Staples at the time. LA, those games are rocking. It was against my sister, Candace Parker, playing against them. And to have that game winner earlier in my career, like, I was like, okay.
Candace Parker is actually the perfect segue into the next question. Because so my next question is, what is the most memorable game you've called? But when I said that, I asked this question to Candace. I said, what was the most memorable call of your career? And she goes, I called Barack Obama. And I was like, no, you're not getting this. Not a phone call. You can answer both ways. But I mean, like, when you were on air and you... Actually, but you know what? I'd like to hear both.
I got the Obama tweet after working the election in 2020, which to me was like probably one of the coolest things. Like, that was up there. I would say the game I was working. Uh-huh. I'm trying to think of which game I was working. Honestly, I don't even know specifically, because technically I provide analysis for a lot of games.
Yeah.
My favorite game ever, I don't know if you're too young for this.
Okay.
2016, obviously. Well, no, you know this, but I was going to say Christmas 2016, Kyrie hit a game winner, which was great.
Okay, of course. But, I mean, I'm an NBA podcast host, of course.
Yes, that Christmas Day game
also
was
huge.
Also,
those Christmas Day jerseys.
Fire. I miss those days. Days. And those commercials, too.
And the long sleeve jerseys. I also love those.
Even
though,
wasn't it Bron that, like, ripped off
the arms?
Yeah,
I mean, there's definitely, it's definitely hard to plan, but, like, the look. It's very aesthetic.
It looks good. It's very aesthetic for the vibes. Bring it back for the vibes. Let them tear it up. It's all good. Exactly. We're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my favorite game ever is the 2016 NBA Finals Game 7, LeBron James, Warriors. You know, you have the stop, the block, the shot, all those things. So that sequence was huge. And then getting to break that down after it was huge. But like,
as a Warriors fan, that wasn't huge for me. But I get where you're coming from. I'll be that guy.
The Warriors
I get
have had
saying.
Like most of the moments the last 10 or so years. So.
Well,
they deserve
it's
it.
Fine.
Though.
I mean, 4 rings in the last 10 years. That's
I know,
pretty
that's
good.
Not too
I mean,
bad.
You can't
not
hate. Okay. So what from being a player do you think has helped you most with your announcing? Because I feel like for me, I play soccer. Not basketball. And like, I think I know basketball pretty well, but then there's always that thing where it's like, I stopped playing basketball when I was in fourth grade, you know, and a little bit of me is like, I don't feel like I can necessarily connect as well on that, but obviously you can. So what has that been?
So the thing that has helped me as an athlete to transition to broadcasting is the game mentality. Mm. So like when the lights go on and you have to go out there and perform, sort of have a routine and you have a mindset and how to approach yourself being as successful as possible. It's like, I wake up, I have my breakfast. I go, I do my treatment. I go have a great shoot around. I get my nap.
What is your breakfast?
I mean, nothing. I don't eat. I don't know why I said breakfast, because this is a very controversial take. I think breakfast is overrated.
It's disgusting.
I don't like
breakfast.
Yeah.
I do not eat.
I skip it almost every day, but I do smoothies because like my trainer's like, you have to have
Erewhon
something.
Erewhon smoothies?
Yes. Yes. No, Erewhon. Oh, what is
Strawberry glaze.
It's the orange and it's a really sweet orange one. What is sunrise? It's not sunrise.
Well, I don't know. I'm a coconut cloud girl, so
I'm
not familiar with it.
Interesting.
I know the blue.
It's like coconut's hit or miss.
But it doesn't really taste like coconut. It's more of
So maybe I'll be open-minded, because I always think coconut, if you put it in anything, it takes over. So I'm like,
okay, no, this is not the way that this smoothie goes.
Okay, yeah. I'm like an orange sunrise one from Erewhon. And also like their hot foods, fire.
Oh my God, buffalo cauliflower from Erewhon.
Buffalo
that gets me going. I just
gotta
be so real. So good.
They have
so
these
good.
Chicken taquitos too now, like fire.
By the way, for those of you listening who don't know what Erewhon is, Erewhon
they
is
know what it
store.
Is.
Actually, let's be
it's
real.
Viral
Everyone knows what Erewhon is. But just in case, let's be inclusive here.
True.
Erewhon is a grocery store just in LA, because that's where it's at. And it's very trendy, and they
girl,
just have,
it's viral.
And you should try it.
It's gone viral.
Hailey Bieber,
because it's the one that's all over the internet. Because everyone's like, the most expensive grocery store in America. Come inside with me. It's like got a Hailey, but it's worth the money.
Do you know who Alex Earl is?
No.
Okay, so shout out Alex Earl if you want to be on. I know it's not basketball, but like, love to have you. And anyway, she's an influencer.
Okay.
And I saw her outside of Erewhon.
Oh, you did?
Having a meal with her ex-boyfriend, and it was very problematic. And I was
did you report on this?
I didn't report on it, but I feel like I just did.
You just
so
did.
Sorry, Alex, but we took a little selfie and
it
went viral. So I was like, that was all. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Wait, where were we?
We were talking about how
being a
player has helped you out being
exactly.
An
so, yeah, I think that honestly, just having that mindset of preparation, even though I don't eat breakfast, but I get to the gym, I have my smoothie, and then I go and rest, and then I follow up on Scout, and I watch a lot of video, and then I feel like I'm as prepared as I can to go and hoop. The same thing. You know, I watch the games. I text with our producers. I get there earlier than any other analyst gets there.
I saw that video of Richard pulling up late.
Richard is snotty trauma. Richard is classic freaking Richard. Trauma, but I love him. Like, he's so lovable, but he's just like, Richard, why do you like, literally, he's the rock in everyone's shoe everywhere. Mm, but it's like that. A rock that you love, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all good.
And his bald head.
Oh my gosh. And it's, you know what's so weird about Richard's bald head, which some of us know about? It's like when it starts getting hair. It's like it gets little stubble.
Hair?
It gets like stubble. And I'm like, what is that gray thing on your head?
No. Yeah. That's like disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
Oh my God.
And like sometimes he'll like not, you know, he'll have stubble around. I'm like, Richard, no, don't do that. Like, yeah. But yeah, no, I get there early. I talk a lot to the producers and I feel like I'm the queen of breakdowns.
Mm.
Like I watch the game, I look at the numbers,
yeah,
and I really want to break down something so that anyone that comes and watches our show feels like they learned something new, but something fun and something that they can go and say, hey, and tell their friends like, oh, did you know that guy's the best defender in the NBA under like these other top two?
Mm.
Oh, do you know that guy's shooting the most percentage? Do you know AD is successful because he's shooting the most twos this year mm-hmm. than he has since 2015? Like I have all these numbers cataloged. And so when people watch a game, they have something to watch for. And that's what I love.
I love that. So now we're moving on to my favorite segment.
Okay.
So we all know the NBA is a league of very talented men. Also, very, very beautiful men.
I saw your bio on your podcast and I was like, takes hotter than Kelly Oubre. I was like,
that's
oh,
where we're
I
going.
Mean, I was like,
that's
I, have
where
to,
we're
I have to do this
takes part. Hotter than Kelly Oubre Jr. So, like I said, I mean, they're really, really hot takes. Green eyes. Tattoos, sometimes bleach blonde hair. It depends. He goes back and forth. You know what I mean? The best fits on league fits. Like, this is, these takes, they're spicy.
Let's get it.
I'm telling you. So, let's start off with this. But you gotta get hot, okay?
Okay, I'll get hot.
Because not a lot of things are hotter than Kelly.
Look, this
Jr.
is a safe space, okay? Even though
great.
It's going
thank
out to the world, it's a safe space.
Safe space for all of us. Other than you and your sister, who is the best athlete with Nigerian descent?
Ooh, oh, snap. So, I mean, the answer is, wow, I don't want to do any disservice to, because like Nigerians are like now taking over as superhuman mm-hmm. athletes, like period. I mean, you can't watch a college football game without seeing multiple Nigerians on.
Yeah.
You can't watch a basketball game these days without seeing Nigerians everywhere. And so I don't want to do a disservice. I feel like the obvious answer is Giannis Antetokounmpo
okay.
just because of his transformation.
Yeah.
If you see that rookie picture of Giannis.
Oh my God, he's so skinny.
And you see him now.
It's
only
amazing.
Egusi and Nigerian fufu will do that for you.
Wow. Okay.
That's you gotta eat
that
it. I'll take you there.
Okay,
don't
please,
worry. I do get
go.
Cuisine here.
Should we do an episode?
You've seen that. I feel like you've seen that Lori Harvey TikTok of her going to the Nigerian restaurant and eating the egusi with her hands
yes.
and the fufu.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta try that.
Lori Harvey's ex also pretty hot. So you know we gotta
wait. Hold on. Which
Michael.
One?
Michael B. Jordan. I mean,
okay,
like,
I'm
low-key
sorry.
All of them, but, like, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, wait, fun fact. Mm. She's now dating a Nigerian, speaking of Nigerians.
Oh, wow.
Damson Idris.
Yeah. Running the world. Okay.
I know, right?
So, actually, because we're just on this, I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
So, do you know, out of all NBA players who were born in Nigeria, not of Nigerian descent, who has the highest 2K rating currently?
I mean, 2K, it's obvious because Giannis is the best player in the league, right?
Well, born in Nigeria.
Oh, born in Nigeria.
Well, actually, like, was he born in Nigeria?
He was.
No. He was born in Greece.
Was he? I think he was born in Nigeria and then they went to Greece. But
I think that was with his brother. Okay, well it doesn't count on the 2K. Ronnie yeah. will discuss at a later time. But just for now, let's take the Antetokounmpo brothers
okay,
out of this.
Okay. I don't think Bam was born there. I don't think Victor was born there. Mm. Nigerians in the league.
I can give you a hint.
Sure.
His name is an adjective.
Is
okay,
it
this
Precious?
Is, yes.
Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah,
look
girl.
At
that. Look at that.
Hey.
That was tough, but I feel like
no,
you were
not.
Get there.
But also, like,
I had a good hint.
Another fun fact.
Because no one else's name is
that was that. A very good hint. By the way, like, half of Nigerians' names are adjectives.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or titles.
Interesting. Okay. Learn something new every day.
Yep.
Other than you and your sister, who are the best sibling duos in basketball? Also, it's national like sibling
day
or something. And I was looking at ESPN and I was like scrolling and you and your sister were on there. So I was
oh,
like
really?
Thinking about you guys and the other people. And, yeah.
So best siblings in basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously us, the Antetokounmpos are great.
Obviously,
that's
yes,
great.
I love that confidence.
I love the Lopez. I say us because we're four. I know a lot of people
yes,
talk
no,
about
no, I was going to go into that
multiples.
In mm-hmm.
I love the Lopez brothers. The Lopez
yes,
twins.
Brooke and Robin.
They're so different, but mm-hmm. they are phenomenal. We actually had them on the show today and they were on brand.
Also, they went to Stanford.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
I love the holidays.
Classic.
The holidays are nice. Am I missing some siblings?
I mean, the Currys.
Oh, well, duh.
I don't think you said the Atar de Kumpos.
I did.
Oh, you did?
But Currys.
Okay. Marcus and Marquise.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh. Love the twins. How do you share a bank account? That's my question.
They share a bank account?
Yeah. Apparently they share a bank account. I mean, maybe they've transitioned
because
they're way older now, but at one point, they have the same tats.
No. Well, you obviously know the conspiracy that they switched at halftime, right?
What?
Okay, apparently there was this thing where, like, I forget what teams they both were on at this point,
but apparently they
were like, okay, this may not be real, because, like, now that I think about this is, like, a little
no,
much.
But this is cute.
But, like, apparently they changed, because, like, you know when you're like, oh, I have a twin sister, and we, like, switched, to mess with our teacher.
I have a story like that. So people can't tell me and my older sister, NECA, apart. And so when we're at Stanford, there was a point where I was like, hey, I'm not feeling great. Can you go and, you know, go to this orientation for me? She went in. No one noticed. And so we've done that before. I mean, not saying that I did her whole degree or she did my whole degree.
Okay.
But for one class where we needed have attendance,
like, Stanford's
no
gonna
one knew.
And they're just like,
they're
going to
be like,
take away your degree.
Never. Yeah. They owe me a check for what I've done for them. They owe me a check.
Queen vibes.
But we did a whole like, oh, can you like help me and go attend this class? Mm-hmm. And no one ever blinked. Like, no one noticed.
Well, I guess maybe in a game you guys like put on each other's
So
jerseys.
This is what my sister hates. In the games, I tend to get a lot of her stats. I don't know why.
Lucky.
So, like, sometimes, like, I'll get an extra rebound. Like, it was, you know, or I get a steal. Like,
imagine
I get
like
those stats.
One rebound away from a triple-double and you 100%. Just, like, get that
and,
from her.
If she were to get a triple-double, I would be the one, like, volleyball, you know, passing, tapping it to her.
Teamwork. Yeah. Makes the dream work.
Yep.
So I was just going to get into this about you having four sisters and then Giannis has four brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Four on four. What's
happening? I would like to take our odds just because we've got shooters.
That's not necessarily what the others are.
Yeah, but they do have size and speed and athleticism. They're very talented. But I'll be like, okay, let's all just like fire it.
Yeah.
Just fire it. But like, you know, if we play.
I'd love to see the like tunnel walk-ins in that game. Like all of you guys have some fire fits. So that would be exciting.
Facts.
Next up. I actually feel like you're doing a good job of doing really hot takes. Like they're
I am?
Right now, I feel like they're at like a Jalen Green level though.
Okay.
So
that's
pretty hot, but like we need to just
funny. Now I'm understanding
the
level.
Now you get what I'm saying?
How did you feel about his haircut, by the way?
I didn't. Okay. So right now you're at a Jalen Green pre-haircut.
Oh, I'm done.
So it's fine. You're at a good space.
That's so funny. You like the old haircut.
Yeah, I mean,
like
no disrespect.
No,
I take him anyway, but of course, you know, we just need to.
Interesting. You know, I love my Houston Rockets, so like.
That's why I. Because, like, also, I could say, well, maybe it's like Jalen Green level, Jordan Poole level. Like,
wait, where is your higher? So is Jordan above Jalen? Okay.
But also, I'm a Warriors girl, so like, part of it for me is just actually, well, it's sort of funny because I love Jordan, but God, does he piss me off sometimes?
Why? Because of the games? Or?
I'm like, what are you doing? Like there is
he has been better lately
and I talked to him like I'm his mom, which is probably really weird.
That's not gonna help
like,
your case.
I mean, it's not gonna help my case either, so Jordan, close your ears on this one. But I'm like, what are you doing?
So I think to his defense, it's not easy going in and out. Steph
and
available,
I
not
that,
available,
it
transitioning,
up.
Clay, all that stuff.
But it's just hard because I'm like, you're just turning it over in a moment where there's 14 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah.
I don't know what
but
you're doing.
It feels like he's got all of that out of his system in
he
the
has,
regular
been,
season.
Baby, you've been doing great lately. I'm so proud of
you're
you.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Amazing.
I'm the mom with the recorder. She can be whoever you want.
Girlfriend.
In like 10 years.
Exactly. Okay, so now let's get to the Kelly. Actually,
I'm sorry,
two and
but
half.
Like, okay.
Now let's get to the Kelly Oubre Jr. level of hot. So other than Steph and Clay, who would you say is the best backcourt in the NBA?
Oh, right now, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Like, for what they've been doing, Jason Tatum just made history. The first Celtic player ever to average 30 points. I think it was like 30.1. He got it by like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
Those two have been just in a tier of their own. I love them. And then let's see who else. Duo, I mean, people had a lot of high, you know, ambitions for Luka and Kyrie. And everyone thought that was going to be that. Well, it's not their fault. I think they're two offensive players.
They can't work together. Both of them want the ball. I mean, it just doesn't work.
They can't work together.
No,
they're just going to have to retool everything else.
One of them needs to make a decision and be like, I am going to play a different game. And I just don't think Luka and Kyrie are the type of people to do that. But they can prove me wrong.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that the problem is that I think they're both locked in. So they're going to be forced to make it to work. And it's going to be more important for the front office to figure out how to make
That's
them
fair.
Work better
yes,
together.
For sure. Which WNBA player is the best dressed?
Oh. So I love, besides my sister who steps her style game up, as well as, you know, she has a stylist, Christina Nigue, who's a WNB player. And like, I feel like she's always neck us giving people looks. I have to go with, I love Izzy Harrison. Isabel Harrison, like, tall, but owns it. Whereas whether it's like jerseys that are custom, bringing back jersey dresses to like the sneakers and the pants, like she has a good eclectic mix of looks. So
what would
I like
you
Izzy.
Give yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like, so I didn't, I'm not going to lie. I've never really tried with my fits in the W.
It seems like you have.
On air, I try.
Oh, I see.
But like when on, you in the W, in, you're just, because we had so many bigger fish to fry than what do I look like coming into arena the last few years?
Oh,
like I just gave up. And I remember there's this one girl that commented like, Chanae, are you going to keep giving us basic Adidas looks? I was like, honey, yes, because all I care about is hooping.
And
like when I go out there and play, that's all I care about.
Because they sponsor you. Like, you got to get that bag.
And it's
$3.99. You got to get that bag, okay?
But I did.
I get it.
One of my mottos is I don't take things personal. I take notes. So I took notes and I was like, you know what? I can actually invest a little bit more because the, Christina Nigue, she was like, you look good. You bring that confidence into the locker room and that's what you translate to the court. I was like, all right. Instead of being in survival mode, like, I don't care what I look like, I'm going to actually, like, come in with some heat this year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, shout me out, like, a little bit.
I got you. Well, you're going to be there. You better be.
Duh. We can walk in together.
Okay. We can.
Little duo action. So I usually ask which NBA player has the best shoe game, but I feel like everyone just says PJ Tucker. Like, it's sort of not.
This is
like,
true.
It's pretty obvious.
This is true.
So my new question is, which NBA player has the best shoe? Custom shoe.
Oh, I mean, I'm a three-stripe life girl, so I go Adidas, so I'm going to have to pick someone. I've always loved Dame. His shoes are just comfortable and they're functional, and they also, like, are flexes. Oh, I score 71 points, bam, new shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the all-time leading scorer with the Trailblazers, bam, new shoe. Oh, I just beat you in the playoffs, clutch
also,
shot,
but
bam,
it's with
new
the
shoe.
Trailblazers, so it's sort of a low bar, but I'm just...
I mean, look, this is true, but that man...
It's true.
I mean,
it's still impressive.
Free my guy Dame at this point. I love my guy Dame. Like, I love him.
You know what? Last night really showed how much of an impact he has. The fact that the Warriors had 157 points, not that he's a defensive player at all, but just
and
free him is
as
real.
A Warriors fan, you should know what Dame does whenever he plays against the Warriors. He goes crazy.
Oh, he goes off. But you know who goes even more off?
Who?
My boy Steph. Yeah.
Well, that is fair. But then Steph has a whole system around him. Dame is doing it by himself.
How many rings does Dame have?
But I'm just saying, you're asking about shoes. I'm not talking about Steph Curry.
Fine.
Do you
want to
talk about your boy's shoes? Steph's?
Oh, I thought you were saying Kelly. I'm like,
no.
I know my husband doesn't have his own
shoes. I thought we were talking about Jordan.
Actually, yes, he does. I'm so sorry, Kelly. I'm so sorry. He has shoes with Converse. I'm not sure if they still make them, but he did have shoes with Converse.
Correct.
Yes, Steph's shoes are fire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I like Dame. But like, look, I'm three-stripe life.
No,
so,
for
you
sure.
know, Dame's, I always wear
like that. I like that. Okay, so next segment. So think of Muggsy Bogues and Manute Bol. Really tall, really short. Yep. Teammates at one point. So it's sort of like a this or that type situation, but we have to go fast. Like, we just gotta, like...
Fire, rapid fire.
To be honest, I'm just gonna guess where both of us are gonna give an explanation, but let's just pretend like we're gonna be productive and go fast.
I got you.
Last shot, MJ or Kobe?
Why are you doing this? I can't go
You can pass.
Fast.
You can pass.
Both. Okay, this is on brand for me.
WCBA or WNBA?
WNBA.
Why? You scored like 52 in the WCBA.
Oh, yeah, that is true. And like, before I tore my Achilles in China, which was trauma, bro, we were killing everybody
were
in China.
You were.
I forgot I scored 52.
Yeah, you're welcome. Fact check.
I forgot I scored 52 in China. Hunan. Oh my gosh.
I got you. I'm just like, I
thank
just
you for
there
reminding
for
me. Mm-hmm.
Of course. You know, I was scrolling on that Wikipedia page.
Oh,
and
that's, yeah,
I
did
you.
Drop it. That is hilarious. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Oh, God.
My bad. We sorry.
Okay. Last shot, Sue Bird or Diana Taurasi?
Diana. Sorry, Sue. I love you, but last pass, Sue Bird. Easy.
Okay. Lakers or Clippers?
Lakers. Sorry.
Nike or Adidas? Well, I feel
Adidas.
Like we've talked enough about this. Gatorade
Dang, I feel
Powerade.
Bad for the Clippers. I love you too, Clippers, but I don't hate me.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Gatorade. I mean, I want money from both, so both. I'll drink either.
Okay. Love both. What is your favorite flavor Gatorade?
Oh, I'm I don't like any of the funky stuff.
Yeah, okay. Cucumber, so limon, or whatever? No.
So I'm going, like, there's always the white, red, orange, blue.
White?
No, I know. White, no.
I forget what it's called. The light blue, isn't it? Like, glacier freeze?
Oh, that baby blue glacier.
Yeah.
That one's not bad, but it's, like, too light. I think a solid red.
Oh, God, no. Too much red 40. That's like nauseous.
I didn't have the problem of being those kids that drank it, and then you know they drank it because they ran out, and, like, everything is, like,
well,
you had
their
mouth was
like... To be honest, like, the yellow one's good. Like, it's not.
The yellow is, like, good. It's underrated. I think the blue is a little too.
No.
I think it comes, like, Red and orange?
Freeze it. Freeze the blue one and eat it with a spoon. Oh, my God.
Like,
insane.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm trying to think of what my favorite flavor was. I think they only give us, like, red and oranges in our practice cooler. Or maybe occasionally
blue. Oh, that was so dumb. What? I was going to say, how can you tell? But I guess you're not, like, drinking from the spout. You put it in
No, they give it to us individually. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. we got to survive these COVID days.
So, Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Out on the town or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
Zion or Ja?
Ja.
Okay.
I was, like, thinking through as I was saying. It's like, Ja. Okay,
yeah. New York or L.A.?
L.A.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Whoa, now my dad's going to watch this podcast.
Okay.
You know,
what's your dad's name?
Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah.
Thanks for having Chanae on here. This is really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe you could become friends with my dad.
They would like literally hit it off.
Really? That's so
my
cute.
Dad is the coolest ever. Oh, yeah. Messy.
Is that because Peter told you that?
I know this is,
like,
no, this is because this he is just literally won the World Cup and like is one of the most well-rounded athletes ever in the history of mankind. And like,
which is insane because he's 5'7".
Have you watched I Am Georgina?
I have.
Do you like it?
That I don't really have everything. An opinion on it. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, low key, I would. I mean, I get
look,
it.
Look, why
like,
not?
It's Ronaldo,
if you're Ronaldo,
like, I don't
woman,
care. It's, it, yeah, if,
and
I
don't
would do
say
it.
That disrespectfully. You are a woman in yourself. You are Georgina.
Yes, okay,
but
she's
like,
a queen in her own right.
Yes,
but like, I get that.
No, I was like, this looks interesting. I just saw it on Netflix the other day. I was like, oh, should I watch this?
I was like, get that bad girl. Okay.
Look, I would do that. The same thing if I was sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Me as well. If I was a Gucci employee, you know.
Bruh, but then also, I know she does amazing things, so
oh,
keep
no,
doing
yes.
it.
Yes, such
keep
a
doing
queen.
It.
Such a queen.
We stand.
Sam Kerr or Alex Morgan?
Whoa. I think I'm, ooh, wow. Okay.
Please say Alex Morgan.
Oh, I'm saying Crystal Dunn.
Love.
Yes.
I'm Thorne's queen.
Yes.
Okay. You or your sister, NECA?
I mean, what?
Let's just be real here. Chanae. But NECA, you can still come on the show. It's
okay,
fine.
For the
then
purposes
we can have a
of this,
answer.
Yay, I'm here. But next time we'll do a sibling pod.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe we can invite like Giannis and Thanasis and Steph.
Yes,
Seth,
and then
like,
we can
the
play one-on-one
duos.
After and we'll all fire a whole bunch of
and
threes
just
and see if we
sit
won.
There and watch.
You'll ref and announce.
Definitely not ref. Yeah. I cannot call, but I'll
you
just can't. Like sit there.
Oh, you don't.
I feel like that would be like too problematic. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want everyone
you would
like getting
definitely
pressed.
Say all fouls on them, and we would win. You
oh,
would like
totally. I got you. Of
depends
of
unless
course.
You there's someone there that's Jordan Poole or Kelly Oubre there,
yeah.
and then we'd lose because
gosh,
you know.
I mean,
she's
yeah,
a homer.
Real. If Quentin Grimes is there, ooh, I love the name.
Oh Lord, help us.
If Quentin Grimes is there, I think the call should be Sam. Okay, last question.
Okay.
Announcing right near you.
I mean, ooh. This is a layup.
I'm just going to say me and then we'll just sign off. End of the podcast.
How about this? In a couple years, I'm going to say you.
Thank you. No, fine. You
right
can
now?
Be now. Your time will end. So your time, and I will
it
come.
Never, girl. Mm. The bags won't. Maybe we'll my time will end, but the bags won't. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I see you.
You see what I'm saying?
Same with Georgina.
I mean, hey, the bags don't end.
Never end.
As long
never
as that's all we have to get to.
That's all we have to get to. Thanks for listening to Sloan Knows. To check out all the fun Chanae and I had after the show, make sure to follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Sloan Knows. Sloan has an E, by the way. Plus, you can see the full show and catch clips on YouTube. Links are in the show notes.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.